In Northwest news from KPLU, it's a lot of fun to be a sports fan in Seattle right now. The Mariners are playing their best baseball of the season and have the potential to sneak into the playoffs for the first time in 15 years. The Seahawks are predicted to be one of the best teams in the NFL again this year, and Husky football might have its best team in years. So exactly how optimistic should the Seattle sports fans allow themselves to be? Well, that is the topic of conversation this week with sports commentator Art Thiel and KPLU's Kevin Kniestad.
All right, Art. Well, these seem like some pretty exciting times sports-wise across all of our sports teams right now. What's going on?
I think sports fans should be scared because they may not know how to handle success on many fronts, because that's what we're looking at here, I think, as the football season dawns. We always start, of course, with the Seahawks. They have not only another formidable team, but Russell Wilson said this week that this is the best talent they've ever had since he's been here. And that includes two teams that made the Super Bowl. I don't think he was exaggerating. I think there is reason to think that with this draft class, they have some depth being created that would be equivalent to what they had in 2013. That was the year after which they won the Super Bowl by clobbering Denver. Also, we have a very good Husky football team under Chris Peterson. They have got 9-3 written all over them, I think maybe even 10-2. There are some people who think they could be an outside dark horse for the Pac-12 championship and a berth in the National College Championship playoff. And then the Mariners. The Mariners are on a rare run for them. They have pulled together some quality hitting, some astonishing relief pitching, and a little bit of starting pitching to become a real threat to make the playoffs.
All right, Mr. Sunshine. So there's a lot of potential here, but what comes with potential is greater room for letdown. So what are the biggest obstacles we have to deal with
here? Typical negative Seattle sports fan. In the Seahawks case, the biggest question, of course, is the offensive line. They have new players in all five positions, and it's still on a shakedown cruise mode right now. How that works is not knowable. I think they've got the talent there to be successful later, and I think most Seahawks fans would hope that the lighter schedule at the beginning of this season may prove beneficial for the Seahawks to grow that line into a strong link in the chain. The Huskies, I think the biggest problem they're going to have is injuries because they don't have the depth behind what I think is very quality offense and defense. They may have some trouble there, but I really don't see any major weakness in that team other than they're not going to be as good as Stanford. The Mariners, of course, have a lot of offense, but the one thing they don't have right now is starting pitching. They need good health from James Paxton. They need a return to form of Taijuan Walker, because you can't make the playoffs, I think, with Wade LeBlanc and Ariel Miranda as your 3 and 4 pitchers. They have to get some starting pitching. The bullpen hopefully will not burn out before that starting pitching happens.
Okay, Art, so we've got so much promise, but room for letdown as well. How do I, as the Seattle sports fan, actually handle all of this?
I think you should tiptoe very carefully to the edge of exuberance.
Okay.
I think it's going to be fun. I think this is going to be perhaps the best fall-winter sports season the city has seen. I don't guarantee it, but I do think that it might be actually fun to let it all out and pretend that, oh, say, we're Cleveland.
All right. Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.